I said, no, we're not going to do public. I need a motion to come out of executive session back to regular session.
I'll make that motion, Mr. President.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by... You wait down there?
No, he's not. Either one of each end are waiting.
Oh, you want to stay in the executive session?
Yeah. I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers, to come back to regular session. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
We have that one.
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Mr. Baker, County Administrator.
Yes, the next item we have is a update from the Delaware Electric Cooperative, and we have two representatives here, Mr. William Andrew, President of the Delaware Electric Cooperative, and Mr. Leighton Wheeler, Vice President from the Delaware Electric Cooperative, and they asked if they could make a presentation today to explain about the activities of the Delaware Electric Cooperative. So I'll turn it over to them. Thank you.
Mr. President,
good morning,
Councilman, Mr. Baker, good morning, and thanks for letting us come today and talk to you a little bit about an update, the status of our company, your company. It's not only nice that we get the opportunity to talk with our partners on an annual basis, if not sooner, but our membership, many of you are our members, and we really appreciate the opportunity to update you today on our company and the state of our business. In addition to myself and Mr. Wheeler, we have our chairman of our board, Howard Spadaniel, Director Ed Ralph, our Vice President of Engineering Operations, who keeps the lights on, Ken Ellerson, and our Manager of Legislative Affairs, Rob Book. First off, I'd like to tell you that the co-op is in very good shape, both financially and operationally. We're going to continue to keep the lights on. We've been able to handle the growth in Sussex County as well as Kent County. The growth in Delaware has been very good to us, and we've been able to leverage that into a business advantage for us in an effort to keep our lights on and our costs low. Today, we have approximately 23,000 members, or meters, located in Kent County, and 55,000 meters located in Sussex County, for a total of 78,000 meters, which places us at the 33rd largest cooperative in the United States. That's out of about 900. We're a cooperative, so we're still a rural electric utility, but presently we have 6,200 miles of line, and we're adding in the neighborhood of 230 miles every year. 13 meters per mile, and a total investment in our plant of $210 million. Our annual revenues are approaching $120 million, and our associates, we hire 140 full-time associates at Delaware Electric Cooperative, and we hire a lot of contractors that work with us too. And as you all know, we're located in Sussex County, Greenwood. As a member, we do not own any power plants per se, but we are an owner of Old Dominion Electric Cooperative, which supplies us power. And today we take about 74 cents out of every dollar that we collect from our members goes for the direct purchase of power. Because we are a cooperative, that cost of power goes as a direct, there's no additional revenue or no additional profit built into that. So it's an at-cost service. In our recent history, we've been able to not only keep the lights on, but our rates have been extremely low. In fact, we're in the neighborhood of anywhere from 30 to 40% below the market in Delaware. Presently, the market in Delaware is about 14.4 cents per kilowatt hour. Our rates today are 10.2 cents per kilowatt hour. We are looking to increase our rates by 5.5%. We have noted this all along. In fact, the last couple of years, we've indicated that we were going to increase our rates approximately 10% in 2006, which we only had to increase it approximately 8%. We also said that we're going to need to increase our rates approximately 10% in 2007. This 5.5% is going to take place March 1st. We hope that it stays there. However, the volatility of the power supply side of our marketplace is such that we can never tell, but I will guarantee you that we're doing everything we can to stabilize the cost of power, which we have. Very important notice, we picked March 1st. March 1st is we try to do this to try to minimize the impact on our membership. We're trying to get by the two cold months of the year, January and February. You might not know it as of today, but those are usually the two highest usage months. We wanted to wait to March 1st to bring this in. Even with this increase, we're going to be significantly lower than any other utility supplier in the state of Delaware, not the region. 2008, 2007, I can even talk about 2007 a little bit more. We purchased about 92% of the power that we're going to use already. We do this through a hedging program, and so we know the price of that power. It's very keen for us to have ownership of major power plants. We have two power plants located, a nuclear power plant located in central Virginia, and a coal fire plant located in southwestern Virginia, as well as three other plants that total about 2,000 megawatts of power. That's not only Delaware Electric Cooperative, but it's the other 11 cooperatives that are in partnership with us. The power that we receive from these plants come at cost to our members. And I'll tell you that the power that we receive from our coal fire plant is about 4 cents per kilowatt hour. The power that we receive from our nuclear power plant is about 3.2 cents per kilowatt hour, and they run all the time. In 2008, we actually see our marketplace stabilizing a little bit more over the last couple of months. The weather has helped the long-term costs in natural gas and fuel oil, and it's pushing down into the combined cycle technology as well as the coal prices. So we are actually seeing a stabilization in the marketplace, and we hope to be able to keep the prices at least in the same ballpark. We don't anticipate that prices are going to jump like they have in the past, but we do feel that they're going to be creeping up, especially as we install new power plants, as new technologies come on the line. Just an example, a coal fire plant that we can produce power for about 4 cents a kilowatt hour, and that's all in, all done, coming out of the plant. It's not delivered to us, but it is. It's the cost of energy. A new power plant that we install, a coal technology, will be anywhere from 7 to 8 cents per kilowatt hour, and that's coal-fired technology. Wind-fired technology is even higher. Gas-fired technology is higher than that. The nuclear technology, the energy cost would be lower, but the capital cost would be much more. And I will tell you this, that we're looking at all types of technologies and applications. Our goal is not to build a power plant and own a power plant. Our goal is to own pieces of several power plants to spread our risk and keep our costs stable. In 2006, we had another good growth year with respect to the number of meters. We had a 4.1% growth rate. However, our total annual growth in energy sales was down 3%. That is in light of an additional 3,500 customers that we installed last year. So we're installing about 72 million kilowatt hours additional. But we still sold $28 million kilowatt hours less. It turned out to be about 100 million kilowatt hours, or about a 10% reduction in the real load from one year to the next. However, with the peak summer and the additional customers and everybody visiting us in the summertime, our growth increased 10%. I will tell you that we do a significant amount of planning. We have the facilities in place. We have the contracts in place to provide power to the state of Delaware, Kent, Sussex County, for many years in the future. In addition to that, we're spending in the neighborhood of $15 to $25 million a year in the capital investment of facilities across the Kent and Sussex County, and the majority of it has been in Sussex County, and we're going to continue to the point where we'll invest about $75 million into our economy, into our infrastructure through 2010. As a membership cooperative, we're not here to make a profit. We're here to provide you a service. Part of that service is not only cost, but it's reliability. And it's coming out and meeting with you and answering any of your questions at any time, anywhere. I would also offer not only to the council, but any of our membership that we are available to you 24/7. I can be reached directly on my cell phone at 302-632-9354. Any revenue collected that we are not needing, we are an at-cost company, but we have to collect a small profit in order to pay our creditors. It is returned to you in the form of capital credits, which Sussex County has received many times from us. However, we were not able to pay capital credits this year because of the prices that we offer and the revenues that were not there because the load was off so much this year. However, I will tell you, we made all of our financial covenants, and we are very strong moving into next year and the years to come from a financial standpoint. We value, and I know you value, it doesn't matter what you pay for your power if your lights aren't on, if we can't keep your lights on. But we look at the cost to provide you the most valued service that we can. And we do it safely, and we try to make sure that our members understand what we do, how we do, and why we do it. We're not increasing our rates because we can. We're increasing our rates because we have to. We're going to continue to strive to make sure that our rates are not only competitive, but we are hoping to keep them below market. At this point in time, after our rate increases, we're going to be approximately 25% below the market price in the region. Our mission is very simple. Everybody at Delaware Electric Cooperative has the same job. Their job is to keep the lights on. Whether it's our meter reader, whether it's our operations manager, or our CFO, or myself, our job is to keep the lights on by providing a safe, reliable, and competitive priced energy services to our member owners and our communities. I would like to tell you that we're not only good for our members and our residences, but we're also good for our businesses and to try to keep them competitive by providing them competitively priced energy services, which they are using more day to day. If there are any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them at this point in time. But once again, I'd like to thank you for having us here. And we would like to offer all the members, not only of the council, but the staff and the people who are attending today, we have a compact fluorescent bulb back here. I would encourage you to use them. It's a great technology. It saves energy.
I want to thank you. A lot of us probably are have the fortune to be on cooperative, have electric with them, and some are have electric with another carrier, which I do. And when I compare my bills, I thank the cooperative every time I get a bill and open it, that I know that they're out working for my interest. And by taking this on the road and being forward with what you're going to do, I think gives the cooperative a very good name. And helping the cooperative move forward. And so I appreciate what you're doing and the directors and staff and all that. Even Leighton, I know he's almost asleep there, but no, he's waking up. It's early for Leighton, I guess. You got anything to say, Leighton? I can't imagine you sitting there this long without saying something.
No, exactly what Bill said. Thank you. We appreciate your support and what you all do for us. Sussex County is good administration. You're all good people, and a lot of you know us. We just here on an annual update, and we're going to see you again next January with another report on how we're doing.
Good.
We'll see you in August at the annual meeting.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's always a night meeting. We're always here. We have a night meeting that night every year.
Any other comments from the council?
I guess, Scott, and the dinner meetings or the meetings you're having with everybody, I tell you, it's I know you have another one coming up pretty soon, and it's very informative. You keep everybody informed, and I do appreciate being invited. And again, I have to say I have meters on both sides of the, and certainly I appreciate.
Well, that's going to be a working meeting. It's our member committee meeting. It's going to be February 1st. And we've got several things on the agenda that we're going to seek the input of our members today.
Fantastic.
Cost of these types of bulbs are coming down?
Yes, sir. Those bulbs cost us about $1.78 a piece, but we bought them at on value. They're coming down all the time. That's the wholesale price. All the cooperatives went together and purchased that price. If you buy that bulb at Lowe's or anywhere else, it's anywhere from $6 down to $3. So. But it's a 60-watt light bulb. It puts out as much light as any 60-watt incandescent, and it uses 14 watts versus 60.
Is there any prediction that they will actually compete with a regular 60-watt light bulb in cost?
Yes, if you change the top five light bulbs, Mr. Phillips, out that you use in your house, it'll save you, it's estimated it'll save you $60 a year in energy costs. Just by the cost savings of that bulb. And that bulb doesn't last 750 hours. It's basically built to last 10,000 hours. Hmm. Sure. So if you want to do a cost just on the cost of the bulb, it'll last more than 10 times longer than a regular incandescent bulb. And it saves you about 25% of the energy it's used, so it saves you 75.
Excellent.
Great technology. And please be sure when you walk out of the room, turn the light switch off. takes you less than a second to of energy that's used by that bulb to start it. So the old farce that if you go out of light, you have an incandescent bulb on, don't turn it off, turn it off.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Baker.
Yes. The next item on our agenda is a recommendation from the Sussex County Land Trust. We have budgeted in the fiscal 2007 budget $1,180,371 to be used as based on recommendations from the Sussex County Land Trust. And we have with us today Ms. Wendy Baker and Mr. Roger Jones from the Nature Conservancy, and I think they were going to make a presentation to explain their recommendation.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Wendy Baker. I'm the president and CEO of the Sussex County Land Trust, and with me this morning is Mr. Roger Jones with the Nature Conservancy, and we're here this morning to discuss a tract that we have, as an organization and our board, have reviewed extensively and have passed a motion to come before you this morning to make a request for the existing funds that have been pledged by the Sussex County Council generously for open space preservation in Sussex County. And the parcel we'd like to talk about this morning is called the Burton Tract. And we are here to make a funding request for a total of $428,000, $250,000 of which we would like to have by the end of February, and the balance $178,000 by the end of the year. If the council so chooses and would like to diminish some of the interest costs that would be borne by the Nature Conservancy and would like to do the full amount of $428,000 now, then that's certainly an option, but we do have the first option before you this morning. Our board reviewed this property. We conducted a site visit, and we examined the public benefit criteria of the site, as well as the feasibility criteria. And I do have copies of each one of those four members of the Land Trust Board that were present at the site evaluation, and their average score was 72.25, and it ranged from 76 to 69 points. We were very happy to see that it is contiguous to parcels in the area which have been already preserved, as well as it's along the American Trails route, which is a nationally recognized trails route throughout the United States. The parcels, it's about 150 acres along Hudson and Carpenter Road, and the appraised value at this time of the conservation easement is estimated at between $1.2 and $1.3 million. The total purchase price of the conservation easement is $800,000. The land trust is participating at would like to participate with your approval at $428,000. So you can see by those figures that we are getting a lot of value for the money. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Roger Jones, who will go over the particulars of the parcel.
As Wendy mentioned, the property is located at the corner of Hudson and Carpenter Roads. It's 150 acres, about 134 acres of the property are well-managed mixed hardwood and pine timber. There's about 15.6 acres of tillable land and about a half mile of frontage along Beaver Dam Creek. One of the importance of this property is it's a migratory stopover area for migratory and breeding birds, as well as providing an important role in protecting water quality and ecological processes of Beaver Dam Creek and the estuary downstream. As Wendy mentioned, this property is in close proximity to other protected properties in the Farmland Preservation Program, approximately half a mile from the Nature Conservancy's McCabe Preserve along the Broadkill River. This is a permanent easement that the Nature Conservancy would be acquiring. The seller of the property is going to be retaining the rights to manage the timber, including commercial harvest of the timber, under a timber management plan that would be approved by the Nature Conservancy. Additionally, the seller will retain the right to construct a single-family home along Hudson Road, not to exceed 2,500 square feet in size.
And that is subject to, the location is subject to TNC approval on that. Do I have any questions from the council?
When do you need a decision?
Today, preferably.
We're looking at, what's the...
We're closing on the easement February 27th. We would appreciate consideration of council for the request today, if possible, with understanding that funds would be made, at least part of the funds would be made prior to closing, so we can keep our project cost to a minimum.
So either way we go, as long as we do the 250 today, you can close on the 27th?
Correct.
Susie, what kind of interest are we getting on that money that's set aside for this project?
We invest weekly in CDs around 4 to 5% on our investment. So every time we have CDs, various terms, and they come due weekly, and we invest, reinvest weekly, usually on a 30, 60, 90 day turnaround.
Well, I guess it'd be my thought to go ahead and allocate the 250 today with a stipulation that the 178 would be provided December 15th of this year. Figuring 9 months of interest on 178 is going to be close to $6,000 at those interest rates. No need to.
Okay with you.
Can just to get, I mean, I think we ought to have a little discussion on this before we do something, because we did discuss it, and now we're in public. Is there any thoughts about the concern about public access with the members, because we do only have so much money to spend, and I've always been concerned that a lot of our money, which is tax dollars, goes towards projects that give public access. This is an easement, and I think the gentleman did discuss about how you have other lands in the area, and this is an overall, could you maybe tell us a little bit about that, to just to try to convince people, or,
sure,
or at least to justify our
vote for this? Well, in this particular case, there would be very limited provisions for public access to the property, primarily field trips, basically, that we would offer to the public. The Nature Conservancy does own and manage a 170-acre McCabe Preserve, which is about a half mile from here, which is open for public visitation daily from dawn to dusk. And we are in the process of developing public use plans for the Pemberton Forest Preserve, the Ponders Tract, which is located northeast of Milton.
Which that we too, did participate in.
Which the Sussex County Council did participate in.
How about the total acreage then? Give me an idea of the size of what you've been able to acquire or looking to acquire in this area.
In Sussex County, the Nature Conservancy.
In
eastern Sussex County?
Oh, no, I mean, just targeting this area. I mean, this branch near this area. I mean, is there are you linking something together here? Is there a grand plan, or are we just buying a spot here?
No, there is a grand plan for the what is called the Great Marsh Area. The Nature Conservancy, Sussex County Land Trust, has acquired easements downstream of this property on approximately 450 acres. We own
908 at Ponder.
908 at Ponders, 170 acres at the Cave Preserve along the Broadkill River. This property is one of the tributaries of the Broadkill, which had been targeted.
And the stream you would own, by acquiring this easement, you'd have both sides of the stream.
Actually, we'd only have one side of the stream for part of the way and two sides for about three quarters.
Right. You look at the map.
In addition,
you're not saying it'll never have public access, but just acquiring it now, you can't say it will.
Under the terms of the easement, it's impractical, basically, to put in any kind of public access if the property were end up in fee ownership by the Nature Conservancy at some point in the future. We definitely make provisions for public access.
But as it's written, it's an easement forever, and just there's no access to the public.
That's correct. Outside of limited field trips, we could do.
Does the public access limitation exist because the owner has the right to timber the property and farm the property?
That's part of it. The owner of the property is an out-of-state landowner, and there are obviously complications for providing public access without there being somebody on site.
And they still maintain liability and the insurance on it?
Yes.
You don't? And
that's correct.
So out of these funds, none of that, those costs will be operation?
No.
But just in perpetuity for no development forever?
Correct.
Except for one house.
One house, yeah.
Yeah.
But a half mile from here, George, there's about 178 acres of McCabe, which is next to my property, which is, you can walk forever.
And you're putting yours in a conservation easement also?
Mine never be done. It's right next to it. Ain't gonna be no development on mine, I can tell you.
We can take that to the bank?
Two houses.
Two houses, three houses.
That's correct.
But okay, any other really questions? Nice. You need to go see it.
Well, I can see your four.
Okay. Who's got a motion?
I have a motion. Mr. Phillips brought up a question about the timing of the expenditures where we would pledge $250,000 now and then also the remainder in December, in this coming December. So if everyone's agreeable
to that, that's
what we would
do. That's your motion,
Mr. Phillips? Yes.
Okay. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve a contribution of $428,000 for a conservation easement for the Burton Farm LLC tract as recommended by the Sussex County Land Trust with $250,000 pledged during January 2007 and the remainder to be funded during December 2007.
Second.
I have a motion just read by Mr. Baker and made by Mr. Phillips and seconded by Mr. Jones. Any questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I'll vote yes. On the point of public access, I think maybe the way to remedy that, when you look at the land trust mission, it talks about preservation of agriculture, open space, and recreation. And I think that recreation component needs to be looked at by the land trust as a way to maybe satisfy the public access concern that the council expresses. But in this case, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes also.
My vote is yes. Motion's carried.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.